Over 2 months have passed since the murder of Saudi critic Jamal Khashoggi in the kingdom's consulate in the Turkish city of Istanbul. But his gruesome murder still dominates world headlines. The United Nations Human Rights Office has now called for an independent investigation with, quote, international involvement into the case.
And we've been calling for an investigation, independent investigation with international involvement. And this has not happened yet.
Ravina Shamdasani has also questioned the fairness of a trial taking place in Saudi Arabia related to the killing. She was referring to reports indicating that Saudi Arabia's attorney general is seeking the death penalty for 5 of 11 defendants charged with the murder. She also said the trials are not sufficient.
And it is basically, you know, a dictatorship and a judicial system that operates under the control and whims of the Saud family. And therefore, it's impossible to get justice, and there's been numerous examples of this.
Turkey had demanded that the suspects be handed over for trial in Turkey, but Saudi Arabia refused the request. Rights groups have also called for an independent probe into the killing. Given the possible involvement of Saudi authorities in Khashoggi's murder and the lack of independence of Saudi Arabia's criminal justice system, the impartiality of any investigation and trial would be in question.
The Saudis lied about the initial, they said it was the result of a fist fight, it was accidental. Well, now we know it was premeditated. There's evidence, emails, telephone conversations, and they chopped up the body and destroyed evidence afterwards, and multiple lies.
The UN call is likely to increase pressure on Saudi Arabia, which has been at the center of a growing controversy since Khashoggi's murder. The murder sparked an international outrage against the kingdom and its crown prince, who is widely believed to have ordered the killing. The U.S. Central Intelligence Agency has concluded that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was directly involved in the killing. A bipartisan resolution approved by the U.S. Senate last month also held the crown prince responsible for the killing. But U.S. President Donald Trump has so far resisted pinning the blame for the killing on Mohammed bin Salman.
So the Saudi authorities, certainly the consulate and the government, cannot be trusted because they've already tried and been caught at doing a massive cover-up.
The murder has also shed light on serious rights violations in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia has a bleak list of rights violations inside and outside the country. It has cracked down on the Shia minority inside the kingdom and killed thousands of civilians in Yemen. Riyadh has also one of the world's highest rates of execution. Saudi Arabia is also notorious for cracking down on dissent. Saudi authorities have arrested dozens of other human rights and women's rights activists, as well as clerics. Almost all of them are in jail without proper trial. Saudi governments have long quashed criticism, but those efforts have intensified under Mohammed bin Salman. The most recent case is related to a crackdown campaign against women's rights activists. Rights groups have called on Saudi Arabia to clarify their faiths. And yet, despite all its wrongdoings, Saudi Arabia is considered as an ally of the West, especially of the United States. Will the Khashoggi case be the straw that breaks the camel's back?